I'm Vinita Gupta, President and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, the nation's premier civil and human rights coalition. I'm going to be moderating today's press call regarding Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's testimony on the Department of Justice's budget request before the Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations subcommittees in both the House and the Senate tomorrow. I'm joined on today's call by civil rights and criminal justice reform experts who are sounding the alarm on the Trump administration's Justice Department budget request, a proposed budget that is a blueprint for continuing the mass criminalization of communities of color and low-income communities and deprioritizing vital civil rights enforcement. Now, while today's call is focused on the Justice Department's proposed budget, we are certainly really concerned that the entire FY 2018 budget request, which proposes to, among other things, reduce funding for important programs like Medicaid and Census, would harm working families and communities of color and undermine basic civil rights in the process. As you all know, the Justice Department's the federal agency that ensures that the rule of law is never abridged, even by other government agencies. It is also one of our most important civil rights enforcement agencies, the Civil Rights Division, which I had the privilege to lead in the prior administration. Under Attorney General Sessions, the Department of Justice has taken numerous actions that undo the progress that we've made in this country to ensure an inclusive and fair America. Attorney General Sessions has taken steps to recharge the failed policies of the war on drugs, policies that everyday people throughout the country and policymakers across the political spectrum have rejected. He has signaled a major retreat from holding police departments accountable and for advancing constitutional policing. He's abandoned long-held position that a Texas photo ID law was adopted with discriminatory intent, and in the backdrop of an election integrity commission that has been proposed by this administration, there are real concerns about the undermining of voting rights in this country. He's rescinded guidances that are aimed at phasing out the use of private prisons, and with the Education Department, guidance to clarify the school district's obligation to provide transgender students an education that is free from discrimination. Children, families, and working people have all benefited from civil rights protections and vigorous enforcement, and yet this Attorney General and this administration have continued to demonstrate through words and deeds an intent to undermine civil rights and fund mass incarceration and over-criminalization. We know our rights are not self-executing. People expect the federal government to perform its central function, which is protecting and ensuring their constitutional and federal rights under federal law. It's irresponsible for the nation's primary defender of the Constitution to abdicate that critical responsibility, and really, in many ways, unconscionable to use the federal government's prosecutorial power to wreak havoc on vulnerable communities through reinvigorating long discredited policies, criminal justice policies of the past. In tomorrow's hearing, Congress must demand that the Deputy Attorney General explain how the Department intends to enforce the nation's civil rights laws and explain why this administration is proposing to spend the people's tax dollars on criminalizing more black and brown people. And while we recognize that Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein will be testifying on behalf of the Department of Justice tomorrow, we expect that Attorney General Sessions himself will appear before Congress to explain his department budget priorities. The federal budget isn't just about spending money. It's a statement, really, on what the nation believes we should be investing in. An investment in enforcing civil rights will ensure that every person in this country can live a life that is free from discrimination and with a decent shot at the American dream. So let me now just turn it over to our first speaker, Michael Collins from the Drug Policy Alliance. Michael?
Hi there. Thanks, Vinita, for the introduction, and thanks to the Leadership Conference for setting this up. You know, as Vinita indicated, the second budget is very much an escalation of the war on drugs and represents an assault on the civil rights of Americans, especially communities of color. It's a budget that puts law enforcement funding way ahead of treatment, diversion, and public health at a time when there is broad political consensus that drugs should be treated as a public health issue. And so this budget is a major step backwards in terms of dealing with the current opioid crisis. Nearly five decades of the drug war have shown us that increasing funding for law enforcement fails to reduce neither the supply nor the demand of drugs and only makes drug-related problems worse. And so this DOJ budget is the latest confirmation that FGF sessions, and this administration generally are engaging in a reckless escalation of the war on drugs, which is fundamentally a losing proposition. It's something that's very unpopular with the public and is a tremendous waste of taxpayer dollars and will serve only to drive up mass incarceration and put at risk the lives of individuals who struggle with addiction. And so I just wanted to take some time to highlight a couple of the budget items that are really concerning from a Drug Policy Alliance point of view. One is a budget item in the Department of Justice budget that would put $2.5 million towards hiring special assistant United States attorneys for the DEA. This is a program that would essentially mean that the Drug Enforcement Administration, for the first time, would be able to hire its own prosecutors, and they would be specifically prosecuting drug cases. It's very alarming. It's an escalation of the war on drugs. It's how Jeff Sessions wants to tackle the opioid epidemic through the prosecution law enforcement only approach. And perhaps more worryingly, they actually take money from a diversion control account, an account that is supposed to be for monitoring prescription drugs, and then use that to fund a team of prosecutors. Drug cases are already prosecuted by U.S. attorneys, and so this is really something where we see there is no need for this, and this is going to do great damage to communities.